The Holy Gospel of our Lord Jesus Christ according to Matthew.
Glory to you, Lord Christ.
Jesus came from Galilee to John at the Jordan to be baptized by him. John would have prevented him, saying, "I need to be baptized by you, and do you come to me?" But Jesus answered him, "Let it be so now, for it is proper for us in this way to fulfill all righteousness." Then he consented. And when Jesus had been baptized, just as he came up from the water, suddenly the heavens were opened to him, and he saw the Spirit of God descending like a dove and alighting on him. And a voice from heaven said, "This is my Son, the Beloved, with whom I am well pleased." The Gospel of the Lord. May the words of my mouth and the meditations of all of our hearts be acceptable to you, O Lord, our rock and our redeemer. Amen. Please be seated. A new beginning. It's always exciting, isn't it? A new year. Happy New Year.
Happy New Year.
A new baby. A new relationship, maybe. Sometimes just a new recipe, something we haven't tried before to shake things up. Whatever it might be, there's joy and excitement and anticipation, right? For what might unfold, but hasn't quite yet. Of course, a new beginning usually marks the end of something else, too. The year that just ended, 2019, will never happen again. Life in the Whitna household with the very manageable 2-to-1 child, you know, adult to child ratio, that's ended. 2-to-2 now. Lord help us. No, just kidding. It's fine. We're great. A new relationship that might mark the end of the man cave. Hypothetically. In my beginning is my end. Writes T.S. Eliot in the Four Quartets. Today is a day of beginning. Today we read about and celebrate the beginning of Jesus' public ministry on earth. It's not quite the first page of the Gospel of Matthew that we read just a few minutes ago, but what has come before that is sort of the introduction, it's sort of the preface, and now we're on chapter one. Then Jesus came from Galilee to John at the Jordan to be baptized by him. Jesus appears. He's here. He's on the scene. The little baby that we just celebrated has grown up. And John, rightly so, is a little bit hesitant. What's going on? You're baptized. I'm baptizing you. You should be baptizing me. This is kind of weird. But Jesus says, "No, this is what we need to do. It is proper for us in this way to fulfill all righteousness." So let's stop right there. What does it mean to fulfill all righteousness? To find out, we're going to have to keep reading. And that's kind of the point. This is a huge, complex theological question that actually occupies the rest of Matthew's gospel. So stay tuned. Read the rest of the book. Good thing we have the rest of this year to go through the Gospel of Matthew, right? Matthew says to us, keep reading. This is where Jesus' ministry starts, but not where it ends. Matthew's whole reason for writing this gospel is to demonstrate that Jesus is the fulfillment of the Hebrew Scriptures, that the law and the prophets all point us to him, and in him they are perfected. We're invited to just keep reading, to let that sense of anticipation and the curiosity to usher us forward. Today, Jesus' baptism, this is just the beginning. And yet, as I've said already, every beginning is also in some ways an ending. And so this episode, these few short verses, mark a very significant transition. Something is coming to an end. So what is it? Well, it's John's ministry. So if Jesus is the fulfillment of all the prophets who went before, John the Baptist is included in that number. John's ministry has been fulfilled in Christ, and now it's ending. Now that Jesus has arrived, John must decrease that Christ might increase. And he knows this. John knows this, and so the fact that he has the humility to step back is, I think that's the most compelling aspect of his entire ministry. To step back when everything is going perfectly according to plan. But he knows that his own success is actually paradoxically being, his success is in being eclipsed by Jesus. He accepts his role for what it is. And of course, the paradox at the heart of the Christian story is actually that God is humble. God's own humility. So we've just been talking about John's humility, and that's astounding, and that's this incredible example for us. But John's humility pales in comparison to the humility of Christ. So Jesus not only became one of us, you know, yay for Christmas, right? He so identified with us that he went down into the waters of baptism. And more specifically, he went to John's baptism, which we know is explicitly for the forgiveness of sin. Jesus chooses to be baptized, not because he had sin that he needed to repent of, but rather as a way of beginning to take the sin of the world upon himself. He becomes as one with us as he is one with the Father in heaven. This paradox forms the beginning of Jesus' public ministry, and it culminates on the cross, where St. Paul writes, "He becomes sin so that we might become the righteousness of God." This new beginning today orients us. It gives us directions to where this story is going for the rest of the gospel. But this story doesn't end when the gospel of Matthew ends. It doesn't end at the cross. It doesn't end at Easter. It doesn't even end at the book of Revelation, the last book in our Bible. This story is actually continuing today. This morning, as this church gathers together to baptize Tucker and Lila, and in doing so, to be reminded of our own baptisms, as we look at Jesus' baptism, we actually see what baptism is all about. So first and foremost, baptism is the beginning. In baptism, we take on a new identity. We are sealed and marked as Christ's own forever. We are sealed with Christ. A seal in the ancient world was not a barking aquatic animal that can balance a ball on its nose. A seal is an imprint made in wax, sometimes in ceramics, bearing the king's mark, carrying the authority and the identity of the king. So maybe for us, a modern image would be actually like a tattoo right across our foreheads. Jesus. That's what we're talking about. Anyone in? Good? No? Okay. We had a taker at 8 o'clock. It was very interesting. We share in Christ's own identity, just as he chose to share in ours. That's what we call unmerited grace, that we can become like him, so that what is true of him will be true of us as well. Baptism is the sacrament and the beginning of this new identity. But if it's the beginning, right, that also means that it's the ending of something else. And more specifically, baptism involves turning away from the old pattern of doing things. It involves ending, renouncing the powers of evil in this world and our own sinful participation in that. Baptism bids us all to become more like John, to decrease so that Christ might increase in us. Baptism calls us to give up our pride, to replace it with the humility of Christ. Christ who calls us to serve rather than to be served, and to surrender all of our lives to the call of the gospel. I don't know about you, but that sounds like a lot of work, doesn't it? It is. In fact, it's impossible until we remember two things. So first, who is it that fulfills all righteousness? It's not us. It's Jesus. He does so that we don't have to. That's the gospel. That's the good news, that we who are by nature unrighteous are made righteous when we are joined with Christ in our baptism. Not that we are made perfect. Bad news, guys, right? They're not going to be perfect. But rather that what God says, that God says of us what he said of Jesus 2,000 years ago at the Jordan River. You are my son. You are my daughter. My beloved. Jesus is our righteousness. And so what that means then is that we are invited to live lives worthy of this calling, worthy of our identity as God's beloved. And so the second thing that we need to remember with that is that we are empowered to do that by the Holy Spirit. Not ourselves, by the Holy Spirit living and dwelling within us. At our baptism, the Holy Spirit descends upon us, just as it did Jesus. The Spirit anoints Jesus and empowers him to go about his mission in the world. That same Spirit basically says to Jesus, come on, it's the new beginning, let's get to work. Baptism. What we're here to do today, baptism is nothing less than the beginning of our life in Christ through the power of the Holy Spirit. In baptism, we have been freed from the powers of sin and death. We've been empowered to live lives of righteousness for the sake of the world around us. That's exciting. The anticipation, right? What does God have in store for Tucker? And for Lila, for all of us, who knows, right? Except we do know, what we do know is that this is the grandest adventure and story of them all. Because this beginning today doesn't have an ending. This beginning, our life in Christ, is forever. Come on, let's get to work.